Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Here we are doing it first thing Monday morning. Tom and Laura in the morning. Cyber Monday coming off a long holiday weekend. Wow, we usually do like, how was your weekend? But how was your week, I guess? What do we have? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wow. That's a good time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. Like, I didn't know if I was necessarily welcome back here today. And then I came in and nobody was here. So it's kind of, well, all right, let's do it. Thanksgiving good? Good. Hey, good.
Yep.
Your Thanksgiving was
hey,
good?
Hey, good. Was Thanksgiving good? Good. It was. It was great. Spent with the immediate family. Mm-hmm. So we went the whole half mile to Boucher's. ate way too much. We had two turkeys because, of course, the husband's spatchcock turkey made it into the smoker and was a gigantic success.
I was going to ask that. For those of you who missed the show, you missed a big show on Wednesday. We're talking about spatchcocking your turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Tom,
it,
seriously,
it was tasty?
It was so good. Like, seriously, my mom's turkey was delicious as well, but like the seasonings, the brine that Keith did, it was so tender and I hate this word and moist, like moist. It was delicious.
Nothing like spatchcocking it till it's moist.
Oh God.
I watched his Snapchats. I loved him. I mean, he was like taking us through play by play of doing this turkey. It was great. So
he could be a try it Tuesday.
yeah, he could. So it worked out all right. And Friday, Black Friday, did you go out and about or did you stay put?
Absolutely not. I never do. And especially this year, I would not participate in that.
Totally with you on that. Saturday, we were at Blaze Alexander Ford. That was fun.
I saw that.
Sam Tyler got the nod from the bullpen, and she did a great job.
I
think Shoney has a new favorite girl. You may have to win him back.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll give Sam that one. We'll give Sammy that one.
Yesterday, I did some Christmas decorating.
As did I.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that this morning. A lot of people did. I'm driving to work this morning, and there's a lot of porch lights going, blinking, flashing, all that. So everybody's in the mood for Christmas now, right?
The only thing that I have left to do is get a Christmas tree.
The live tree. Or is that your only tree?
That's my only tree.
Okay.
I mean, I'll have two trees this year, but it will be two live trees.
Okay, I put four up over the weekend, and I still didn't get the live one. So there'll be five trees in my house.
That's a lot. Good for you.
It's a big house. So there you go. So that was that. Thanksgiving was small and the way it should be. And hopefully everybody everywhere stayed healthy. Coming up later on this hour, we'll talk about Southern Columbia, who celebrated Thanksgiving weekend in a special way.
And they did. Go Tigers.
Yeah. And, Jimmy Fallon comes along talking about quarantine time. It's all on the way.
On a Monday with Tom and Laura in the morning. Where are we?
Fast Wi-Fi.
In the privacy of your own home.
Yes. Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday. Be there.
Be there. Shop in your pajamas. That's what it's all about.
Cyber. It's the best way to do it, and that's the 2020 way, right? Do everything from your home in your pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Talked to a friend of mine over the weekend, big Black Friday shopper. How about it? She was like, it wasn't crowded. Nobody much was out there. So I said, yeah, it's called a pandemic. So related to that, you're going to be proud of me. I'm starting to shop online. I'm being taught how by a friend who discovered, well, actually a long time ago, but for me, introduced me to, how do you say it? Rakuten?
What?
that app that gives you discounts on top of discounts on top of discounts.
I don't even know what that is. Seriously.
I saw it advertised on TV and I didn't know how to pronounce it. And then their advertisements were actually making fun of the pronunciation. So people are like,
funny.
People are like, well, Rockatoon, whatever. But my friend has it and she showed it to me. And I'm like, all right, so what does this mean for me? Well, oh, you're a big Under Armour guy. Look at this. You just punch it up and it gives you these deals and then it gives you further deals. And then Rakuten or Rockatoon or whatever they call themselves, they send you money for using their app. So you get.
Oh, yeah. There's one called Ibotta as well. I mean, there's like 1,000 of these out there.
Okay, all right.
And it kind of, the only thing that I don't like about those apps is it kind of encourages shopping at big box stores, like big corporations, as opposed to shopping local. So
well, there is
I only
that.
Use Ibotta if I'm grocery shopping, but see anymore, I don't know. I tend to go to like farmers markets and like our pals at Surplus Outlet and all that kind of stuff. So
but you would go there really anyway, right? I wouldn't buy food on this Rocket God or whatever it's called, but I'd buy sneakers and stuff like that. You know?
I guess.
There. I'm on there and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And you could go directly to the manufacturer and I'm like, you know what? I might do more.
I think we're
really
going to like role reverse this year because I am very like anti-consumerism this Christmas season.
What are you doing? Getting everybody a prayer card? What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd rather make a donation to a charitable organization. Like, I can't think of anything I need or want.
Oh,
like,
for yourself?
Gifts are the way to go.
Or what?
No. Like, in general, I kind of don't want to support some of these big, big companies that, like, they put their retail workers' lives at risk. Man, I have a good friend in Virginia in one of these huge shopping outlets, and he was having a panic attack.
Ooh.
Like, people not following the rules, pushing their ways into the store when they had a capacity limit because, like, they had a need to get whatever deal they perceived. Like, he literally said it was, like, consumerism at its most disgusting.
Wow, that's a shame because around here it wasn't bad at all. So
big cities are different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, hats off to Central PA for keeping it classy. But
yeah, very classy.
Man, greater DC area, not so much.
Well, that's DC. Yeah, that's that whole area's messed up. I mean, big cities. Just leave them alone. You made a good point. Shop local. Shop at those mom and pop shops in Central PA. And if you're going to use Rocky Tail or whatever this thing
is called
that I used.
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah, something like that. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
You're going to get big discounts. And the best part is you don't know where the hell it's coming from. I'm thinking I'm ordering right from Nike or Under Armour. It's probably coming from Vietnam. I don't know. But you know what?
Actually, most things are coming from Vietnam now.
Exactly. So we do know news is coming up next. Yikes. Who has the news? Allie has the news. Chad, who's also a news guy, has the sports. And I think we still have Steve doing the weather. And
wonderful.
Still to come this hour, we'll talk SoCo with Laura. Of course we will.
Yay.
Stay with us.
Better get Eye of a Tiger ready. Get it ready now, please.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Stay around. You know who's going to be around for a long time? Southern Columbia football. Tom and Laura in the morning. And how about it, Laura? How about
Ryan,
it?
How about them Tigers?
Wow, another state championship. You know, and I always think to myself that, and this has been a strange season for everybody, but I'm thinking, states isn't for like another couple of weeks. Totally forgot it until my phone blew up. And I was like, wait, state championship day was today? Yikes. But
it was. It was indeed. Jim Roth, coach of the Tigers, of course, hit an all-time career high of 456 wins.
Mm-hmm. Surpassing George
State titles
Curry.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. He is now the winningest coach in all of Pennsylvania history.
That's right. George was Berwick for such a long time.
Yep, the Bulldogs.
Then he moved around and went back to Berwick, and now he is no longer. But yeah, to surpass like a George Curry is great. But to Jim Ross, it's like, that's not what it's about. It's about the team winning state championships, which I think is great.
Absolutely. You know what was so cool? So on Saturday, the husband and I were going to go and pop by his parents, and we were at the traffic light in Elysburg and hit it perfectly when the team bus was coming back through. Mm-hmm. Being escorted by the local fire departments, and everyone at the intersection, so right there at 54 and 47, stopped.
Yeah.
Let the light go through as they came down the main drag in Elysburg, turned to then like head back towards the school, and beeping their horns, waving out their car windows, yelling. It was so cool.
It's like we need to be happy. We need somebody to cheer for. We need to put aside the stress of 2020. So thank you, Southern Columbia, for giving us a reason to get out of the car at an intersection and cheer. I think that's great.
It was fantastic. I mean, an 11 PIAA state championships, that is nothing to snuff at, actually puts Southern Columbia in the ranks nationally, which yes. is so cool.
Very cool. Big 42-14 win over Wilmington? Is that? That's
yes.
not, I mean, not the one in Delaware. This is a state championship for Pennsylvania. So Indeed. It's always East versus West. So there you go, Laura. Best in East, best in the state. Bam.
That's my SoCo Tigers, man. It's how they do it.
We're going to take a, we're not going into Eye of the Tiger. We're going to take a break. Is that okay with you? Or you
wanna... I don't know. We might need some Eye of the Tiger. We just need like a little snippet.
You just give us a little bit right now. Bump.
Bump, I can't do it. Bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump.
It's the Eye of Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Sorry.
We'll be right back. Okay. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
News coming up next, along with sports and AccuWeather. The Quarantunes are back for Cyber Monday. Yes.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I bet they have a doozy cooked up.
Oh, and it's a classic. It's on the way at about 7:15. You talked about going to Boucha's for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Everything was tasty.
Oh, absolutely.
Same here. Cooked at home. Way too much food. But I think about those people who had to travel just across town, no big traveling, and it wasn't that good. What do you say? What do you say? It's like,
See, Thanksgiving falls into the same category as a couple of things for me.
Okay.
Wedding dresses, babies, new homes,
oh, no.
personal decor in new homes,
where you're going
along with
this.
Holiday meals. Thank you so much. Everything is wonderful.
Yes. That is the most beautiful wedding dress I've ever seen. That baby is gorgeous.
Love Doesn't matter your home. Personal opinion. Someone on a holiday worked really hard
yes.
to give you something.
Yes.
So you just say thank you.
So you are in the majority. 55% of us in America complimented the chef, even if there was no flattering coming their way. We just pretended. Remember that episode of Friends?
Well,
it's good.
Really? How good?
I'm going to go into the bathroom so I can look at it in the mirror as I eat it. Does it not taste good? Let me try it.
No. Yeah. So good. Maybe Chandler has some left. It tastes like feet.
It tastes like feet. Hopefully your turkey was a little better. Wow. Quick question. Any leftovers?
They're gone already.
That's why on Cyber Monday, Laura is going to the local farm market.
I actually do need groceries.
There it is. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Cyber Monday, shopping online with Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. You can do both at once, right? You can have the radio on, maybe the app, maybe Alexa's playing KX. It's all good.
I mean, if you have an Alexa, Cyber Monday shopping is as easy as, hey, Alexa, add insert item here to shopping list or purchase.
Hey, Alexa, put it in my cart. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. Alexa, use my PayPal because it's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. So good for me.
Yeah, you never have to leave the house.
Cyber Monday, all of the deals are online to see.
So many deals.
Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, they will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there under the tree.
Free delivery.
Cyber Monday, so good for me. Shopping naked.
What?
All day long and no one can see.
Well, there is that.
Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday's working perfectly. Since I can't go out shopping because of COVID-19.
Nice job, guys, working in COVID-19. It's a remix. I love it. We did that song a couple years ago, but we didn't have this to talk about, right, Laura?
No, we certainly did not.
And you know what? Cyber Monday isn't even really, if you don't mind me saying it, it's not a big deal because most places are giving Black Friday pricing all month long. I've already seen one major retailer say they're continuing it into December. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, just scrolling through my inbox, it seems like the deals are kind of here and here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give the local economy and the national economy a bit of a boost if you're shopping today.
Good point. Very good point. Seth Meyers on the way. Sometimes it's good not to have family around for the holidays. What? Birthday buddies and a whole lot more.
Stay here. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Holy. Wednesday, we were like, holy cow, what is happening to gas prices? Right about this time on our Thanksgiving Eve show, Laura, remember I talked about the 202 gas price in Lewisburg, and then that listener called up and said, dude, I just drove by there. It's 199.
I know. Unbelievable. And it's so funny because there was like a 52-cent difference then between Lewisburg and Elysburg. You even said outside of Northumberland, it was equally as expensive.
Yeah.
Apparently, we are responsible for some price gouging.
I hope that us talking about it on the radio didn't have them run out to the marquee and change the price quickly. Because Wednesday night, we had a text message here saying, yeah, that $199 is now $216. And then the next day, it was $220-some. And then Saturday, I was in the area of Lewisburg, of course. We were at Alexander's. And then as I drove by the very same sheets on Route 15, it was $239.
Creeping up and up. I think it's probably the holiday travel. I would love to give us credit, but...
Yeah, I think the holiday travel was like, hey, people are traveling. Let's make some money. Don't know if you heard this story. This is a weird story. And I just have to throw it out there. Someone stole this guy's back tire on Thanksgiving.
Right? Wait, what?
You know, people steal tires off cars all the time. Like, you don't see it in the rural area. You wouldn't see this in Elysburg. Laura comes out to go to work and her tires are missing off her car. But in the metropolitan areas, yeah, sometimes somebody needs tires, so they steal them. Sometimes somebody only needs one tire, and so they take it.
What?
So this guy in Milwaukee comes out and his back tire is gone.
Okay.
But they prop the car up with a frozen turkey.
What?
You can't make this stuff up.
I've never seen anything like this before. I've heard of people, you know, putting bricks, but I've never heard of a turkey underneath. I hope you enjoy that tire, because you could have gave that turkey to somebody who really needed it.
Well, yeah, but he really needed a tire, and all he had was a turkey.
I mean... I'm actually impressed with the ingenuity.
So am I. Did you ever think of trying to drive a car on four frozen turkeys? No, but if you need a tire, leave the turkey. Weird.
I mean, that thing was probably a frozen solid brick then to keep the car propped up.
Exactly.
Wow.
The rest of the weird news is on the way. Movie Mike with the entertainment report. And next hour, speaking of weird, we're going to have a guest, Tom and Laura Live, on the toll-free line. And he's actually paying to be on the show.
Cool.
This will be interesting. It's not going to be Laura making a tuna noodle casserole or anything. It's going to... So what do we call it? Like Cyber Monday... Let's come up with a clever name.
Oh, gosh.
It's Cyber Monday client visit. I don't know. No, that's too official sounding.
It's too... No, I mean, you know what? It's too early after, like, a four-day holiday that we had. My brain isn't firing.
Cyber Monday. We'll come up with something. Stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
David Prowse, the British bodybuilder turned actor, best known for embodying Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy, has died at the age of 85. Prowse physically played the villainous Sith Lord, while American actor James Earl Jones' voice was dubbed in to replace Prowse's thick West Country accent. The 6'6" actor first rose to fame as a bodybuilder who competed for Great Britain in the Commonwealth Games in the early 1960s and then segued into films. Although a specific cause of death has not yet been announced, Prowse had undergone treatment for prostate cancer 2 years ago, according to CNN. A biopic about Seattle-based classic rock band Heart is being produced for Amazon. The film will chronicle Heart lead vocalists and sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson's childhood and rise to fame through the 1990s, delving into the band's bittersweet period in the 80s when Heart was most commercially successful but felt that it had given up artistic freedom. Ann Wilson has said that she has seen the first draft of the script, but the movie is still in early development as a result of the pandemic, and casting has not yet been determined. Wilson did say, however, that Anne Hathaway has expressed interest in starring. And looking at the box office, it was a big weekend for The Croods 2, A New Age. It opened in the top spot with $9.7 million. That ties it with Tenet for the biggest opening of any film since the pandemic began. The Croods 2 has made $17 million since opening on Wednesday. After that, the numbers were pretty low. Freaky came in second with $770,000. The War with Grandpa was third with $643,000. Let 'Em Go was fourth with $453,000. And Come Play rounds out the top five with $387,000. Those are your entertainment stories for today. I'll be back on Friday.
All righty, Mike. Got a special treat for you Star Wars people. Maybe you didn't even know that Darth Vader's voice was dubbed in, right, Laura? Maybe some people don't know that Darth Vader really wasn't talking in the movies, right?
I think a true Star Wars fan would, mm-hmm. but maybe in the general public, no. I know that they chose him as the sort of in-suit actor because of his size. They
exactly.
wanted Darth Vader to kind of feel larger than life.
Yeah, and James Earl Jones is definitely of a different size, right? So we say goodbye to David Prowse, as Movie Mike said, but here's an actual audio clip of David at least reciting the lines so the actors could go through their motions.
I'm tearing this ship apart piece by piece until you find those tapes. Find the passengers of this vessel. I want them alive!
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic...
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Isn't that cool?
Oh my gosh. I can't even... That doesn't sound anything like Darth Vader. James Earl Jones' voice is so iconic that
yes.
that sounds so bizarre to me.
Yes, so it's kind of like finding a Beatles rarity album or something, you know?
Right?
You get to hear the guy who just put the Darth suit on, like you said, because of his size, and he had to recite the lines so the rest of the actors could say theirs. I thought that was, it just blew me away today.
Super cool.
He won't be missed. Now, this is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, you know my buddy Gary Dries at Dries Services?
I do, yes.
He's been doing this commercial, and he hit it hard during Thanksgiving because he really believed people would spill gravy all over their carpet, right?
And they probably did.
And then if you got pets, maybe the situation gets a little more complicated, you know? So I'm supposed to call Gary and just talk about what he has going on. It's Tom and Laura Live. Our segment is sponsored this morning by Dries Services, but I don't know if he's answering the phone here.
Dries Services Professional Steam Cleaning. Can I help you?
Hey, Gary, it's Morgan.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Coming off of Thanksgiving, man, I just wanted to say, ho, 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 it's Christmas time. How's that?
2020 has been crazy.
Everything safe with you guys over there at Dries? Everything good?
Absolutely. This year, we have a COVID-19 protocol, you know, keep us and our customers safe. We take our temperatures in the morning. We sanitize, disinfect all the tolling hoses and anything we'll carry into a house. And along doing that with every single job course of the day, wearing masks and wearing separate gloves, you know, per job during the day. So we definitely want to keep our family and, again, our customers safe.
We're coming off a holiday. Maybe it's time to get ready for Christmas, as in clean it up. What do you got?
Absolutely, Tom. And I guess you're calling for a friend. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what your dining room looks like. Hey, yes, you know, we do have a promo. You can clean three rooms of carpet or tile or a full room of upholstery for $99. And to get details on this promo, you can log in to DreeServices.com, fill out a quote request form, or give us a call. 570-495-4153.
Wow, three rooms for $99. That's quite a deal.
And keep in mind that, you know, we have truck mount hot water extraction systems. You know, along with cleaning your flooring and your upholstery, I mean, this is going to kill bacteria, germs, pathogens, going to make it a lot healthy for your business or home.
So you'll be clean for the holidays and you'll be safe.
Hey, I need to go. Man, we got appointments all day. Hey, okay. Take care, brother.
Okay,
all
man.
Right. Listen, I forgot. What? Let's give two of these cleanings away. Right now.
Two, three for 99 cleanings. We're going to give them away right now.
You got it. Just give it to listeners. All right.
Talk about an early Christmas present. The Ford Fun Line is open right now at 1-800-326-94KX. We'll take callers one and two. Gary, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, have a nice Christmas.
Tom and Laura in the morning news coming up next. Allie's got that while Mark Lawrence hangs from a tree trying to shoot a deer in the pouring rain. Chad Hershberger has the sports while Rob the Sports Center just didn't come in. He's not a hunter. And he's doing some, what do you call it again? PTO?
Yes.
Isn't that when your mom and dad like go to your school and help student activities?
And that would be the PTA.
Okay. So anyway, we've also got the AccuWeather coming up. And we're going to talk to Tuck. We're going to talk about Talk to Santa Claus, which starts tonight. This is a great radio show, and I'm excited. Little girls and boys say the darndest things, Laura, and sometimes, you know, it's downright embarrassing, but it's entertaining and funny.
Also, little-known fact about Talk to Santa, and mm-hmm. I love to see it, all of the tower lights are lit up for
Talk yes.
to Santa.
Oh, yes. You are correct. All five of the huge towers up here on top of Blue Hill blink throughout the Christmas season. And then
it's wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, what was did you ever ask for a puppy or a kitty for Christmas?
Always. And my parents, to give them credit, said that, you know, those aren't gifts. Those are decisions.
Ooh, very
and
good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep, animals aren't gifts, they're a decision. So mm-hmm. We never got pets for the holidays. It was not a thing because that's an important choice that you make.
Yeah, it's not a toy that you can get rid of or something like that. And nope. just over the weekend I saw on social media that there was this beautiful little like I don't know, 5-week-old, 6-week-old puppy that wasn't going to have a home midway through December because the people were moving away, and I was like just broke my heart.
Right. Here's something that's going to break your heart.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Happened in Northumberland County.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lewisburg. So there's Scratching Post Cafe, right?
Okay.
On the main street in Lewisburg.
Yeah.
Animal
yeah.
Rescue. Mm-hmm. They posted a couple weeks back, actually for Election Day.
Okay.
It was sort of a don't forget to vote, but then also vote for our resident cats. And they had this cat there named Maria, and she loved to hang out in the sink.
Really? Really?
Yep. This is the power of social media, friends. So a woman in Watsontown was browsing Facebook, and about 8 years ago, she had lost her cat that she had recently adopted. She got out. It was a tortoiseshell cat, so that really cool markings, like super distinctive.
Yeah, and distinctive. Perfect way to put it, yeah.
Yep, distinctive. And as she was scrolling through Facebook, she saw the Scratching Post Cafe's pictures encouraging people to vote for these cats, and she was like, oh my gosh, that looks like my cat Snickerdoodle, and Snickerdoodle loved water too. Here, 8 years later, this woman was reunited with her cat.
No way. So Snickerdoodle was the cat's name, like got lost like 8 years ago?
Yes, so she got out, and it was actually right before she was to be spayed. So Snickerdoodle, who now goes by Maria, is back home with Kristen Williams of Watsontown, who basically said it was like they had not been apart at all. And Maria went through a couple of different owners. She ended up having kittens, ended up at an SPCA, then with a family. A family member had allergies. So she kind of had this journey to get back to her original mom.
Wow. So it wasn't just Watsontown to Lewisburg a cat went astray. This cat had several owners and ended up, thanks to social media, back with its original owner.
Yep, and she was adopted out a couple of times. And wow. Here, how she ended up at the Scratching Post Cafe was because when the cat was adopted out, it did not work out. Mm-hmm. And they put Maria up on social media, and she was the resident sink cat. She would literally yell at you until you turned on the water.
Well, hats off to the Scratching Post for, giving Maria or Snicker. Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
Yeah, given Snickerdoodle back to the original owner. And that's a Christmas present right there.
It really is. And the picture that she posted up on social media posing with Snickerdoodle, now known as Maria, mm-hmm. is so, so sweet. So reunited 8 years later.
Now, could you repost that and we could share it again in case people missed it on Election Day, right?
Yep, our friend Nikki Kreis did a thing on WNEP for it. So Snickerdoodle/Maria is internet famous.
The local boys, the Badleys. Angelina's coming home and Cosmo Claus is coming back. He's coming back to 94KX next week.
You have to sing it. Cosmo Claus is coming to
Tom and Laura in the morning. Listen, each weekday starting next Monday for the Cosmo Claus keyword of the day. You can win.
That's right. We want to get you ready for the 2021 season with Kenobles. Of course, Joy Through the Grove going on right now. So $20 gift card plus a $20 ride ticket voucher to prepare you for opening day in April.
Mm-hmm. So listen for Cosmo's keyword starting Monday right here to win.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Boom, boom, pow, the bargains are to be had. Boom, boom, pow, there's deer out there in their woods. Whether you are hunting for bargains or hunting for deer. Yeah. Hey, thanks to Charles, who texted us and said, to answer Tom's question, deer normally don't move in the rain unless they're kicked out. Now, kicked out would be a phrase when you move them, you know. But I hit him back with, nobody will kick them out. They live up here on Blue Hill.
They do. They do. It is their home. They are allowed to be on the hill. That's where they stay. And I feel like it's because they're incredibly intelligent deer. And
yes, they
realize that Blue Hill is predominantly a residential neighborhood. So mm-hmm. no one's allowed to hunt there anyway.
Do you think they hear about their buddies, though? Like there's five deer laying in the field in front of the radio station this morning. And one says, did you hear about Hal? He got it right in the chest.
Oh gosh, no.
I don't know if there's a deer barking network or whatever. But anyway, good luck cyber shopping today. And remember, tomorrow is Personal ID Theft Tuesday. So when somebody grabs all your credit card numbers. No, that's not true. But we do have a thought for the day.
We do. We do. And actually, you just inspired me.
Oh, I did?
You did.
Okay.
So may your coffee be hot this rainy Monday morning and your Wi-Fi fast. Happy shopping.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.